Mother Teresa will be beatified this Sunday in Rome. Beatification is the step before canonization or sainthood. In investigating her life, researchers have unearthed 8 volumes of documents about the famous nun. Among those documents are letters that reveal a previously unknown side of Mother Teresa. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The young woman who had become Mother Teresa left her family in Yugoslavia when she was 18 to join the Sisters of Our Lady of Loreto, and for the next 2 decades taught in the convent school in Calcutta. According to Carol Zaleski, a religion professor at Smith College, Teresa's life took a dramatic turn on September 10, 1946.
She was on a train heading for Darjeeling, where she was going to have a retreat and also kind of a rest cure. And it was on the train that she experienced this call from Jesus.
The call was to create a new ministry to serve the poorest of the poor in Calcutta. That momentous train ride has long been the stuff of Catholic legend, but few people knew how dramatic the call was until Father Brian Kolodejczyk found letters from Mother Teresa to her superiors describing it and later events. Kolodejczyk, who is the postulator or chief advocate of Mother Teresa's cause for sainthood, says the letters describe a vision of Christ and so-called locutions.
You don't hear the voice from outside, as it were, but it's within the imagination, in a sense that you hear words, you hear sentences, and the person knows that this is not just my regular morning meditation. She would say later that his voice was very clear. She knew that it was him. And then there's dialogue between Jesus and herself.
In one letter in 1947, Mother Teresa describes Jesus as saying, "You have come to India for me. The thirst you had for souls brought you so far. Are you afraid now to take one more step for your spouse, for me, for souls?" And according to the letter, she responds, "I am unworthy. I am sinful. I am so terribly afraid. I am afraid of the suffering that will come through leading that Indian life." Mother Teresa enjoyed this intense, often ecstatic union with Christ for several months, all the while asking her archbishop to allow her to begin the ministry. In 1948, she was granted permission and began working on the streets of Calcutta.
And then, more or less from the time the work began, this tremendous union with Jesus that she experienced disappeared.
Father Kolodejczyk says inexplicably the visions and the locutions ceased, and according to her letters, she felt forsaken by God. The letters are raw with emotion. In one, she writes that she has been thrown away by God. Quote, "I call, I cling, I want, and there is no one to answer. The darkness is so dark, and I am alone." In another, she speaks of the, quote, "terrible pain of loss, of God not wanting me, of God not being God, of God not really existing."
She's not just feeling a kind of drying up of spiritual experience.
Carol Zaleski.
But actually feeling that the whole thing might be false, the whole thing might be an empty charade. That's the modern trial of faith, and she would not be exempt from it.
Father Matthew Lamb, a theology professor at Boston College who has studied the documents, says this dark night of the soul places Mother Teresa in the pantheon of Christian mystics, such as St. John of the Cross and St. Therese of Lisieux, and alongside less famous men and women devoted to God. Lamb recalls a close friend, a priest who traveled to India to meet with Mother Teresa.
And he says, "You know, Mother, I'm experiencing this darkness, this kind of abandonment by God." And she looked up at him and said, "Well, how long has it been since you last experienced in an emotional way this union with Christ?" And he said, "Oh, Mother, it's been 7 years." And she looked and said, "Well, with me, it's been almost 30.
In the end, Mother Teresa's darkness would stretch 50 years to the end of her life. Documents suggest she never doubted her call to the poor. Indeed, she concluded that in their poverty and in her own spiritual distance from God, she identified with Christ's feeling of abandonment on the cross. Carol Zaleski says what's so remarkable is that Mother Teresa was not a God-intoxicated saint who accomplished great feats because of spiritual endorphins.
Here's someone that would go up to a leper and hug the leper and wipe his sores and take dying people off the streets, who wasn't supported by ecstatic spiritual experience throughout, but was running on empty almost, but was filled nonetheless with dedication and a sense of fidelity and love that didn't require her to have these messages from God.
Zaleski believes that fidelity in the face of darkness only supports her case for sainthood. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.